Republican Rob Portman isn't seeking re-election to the U.S. Senate. That move surprised politicos on both sides of the aisle, who now have a much clearer path to high office. The nature of Portman's profile, understated, willing to work across the aisle, raises an important question for his party. Do they want a traditional Republican in his mold, or a more conservative, bombastic figure like the former president? There's a guy who teaches at the University of Dayton who thinks Portman's decision to exit the stage is a pretty big deal.
It's a, you know, maybe once in a lifetime opportunity, an open Senate seat in a competitive state like Ohio.
As a former GOP congressman, two-term secretary of state, and governor, Bob Taft would know. Portman's timing gives potential candidates more than a year to mull their bid. But already big names like Congressman Jim Jordan, Attorney General Dave Yost, and Lieutenant Governor John Husted have bowed out. Taft says whoever the party does end up choosing could be an important indicator for the GOP ahead of the 2024 presidential race.
If out of the primary comes someone that's very far to the right, they don't succeed in the general election, then that's going to send a message about the future of the party. What happens in Ohio in the primary next year will definitely have an impact.
Even before President Trump's term in office, Portman was beginning to seem like an artifact from an earlier political era. He made his bones with policy expertise built up over decades in government, and he was well known for working across the aisle. GovTrack puts Portman near the middle of its ideological spectrum, less conservative even than Arizona Democrat Kristen Sinema. The Lugar Center's bipartisanship index gives him the fourth highest score in the Senate. But it's unclear if that's a winning profile for the next candidate, in a primary election where more conservative voices often hold sway. Sean Parker, who heads up the Dublin Republican Club, says at the grassroots level, Ohio Republicans haven't parted ways with Trump.
You know, Donald Trump hasn't surfaced since he left office, but I think we all know that Donald Trump's going to show up pretty soon.
Parker believes the long stretch between now and the primary will have a moderating effect. But if the election were sooner?
If it were to happen tomorrow, you're going to find someone from further to the right step in and be wholeheartedly endorsed and win the election.
Although Republicans dominate Ohio politics, there isn't an obvious frontrunner. Former Treasurer Josh Mandel has cash, but he's been out of politics for a few years. State GOP Chairwoman Jane Timken has built-in connections around Ohio, but has never held elected public office. Congressmen could have a tough time scaling up for a statewide campaign. Statewide office holders might know how to win, but they'd be starting from scratch, because they can't use state campaign dollars for a federal race. Portman's success came from notching legislative wins while adhering to a set of understood Republican values. But Otterbein University political scientist Latrice Washington explains, Trump's presidency changed the landscape, and now GOP voters will need to decide what their party represents.
What is that ideological lean? Is there an ideological leaning that's rational at all? Is it about ideology? Is it about merits of various legislative measures or policies, or is it purely about power?
The open Senate seat has also prompted a broader than usual array of Democrats to consider a bid. But they're likely also thinking about the former president, who won Ohio by 8 points, back to back. Nick Evans, WOSU News.